Documenta AV Productions presents. Independence. A radio drama series. The Battle of Nsamanko.
They say a long time ago, the Fantis and Asantis were the same people. But as you know, I wasn't their son. But in the early 19th century, the Asantis and Fantis, they hated each other. Asantehin Osei Bunsu was sitting on the neck of the Fantis in Bantama Elmina. What do you want, Honji? Fear of an Asante monopoly on trade had made the Fantis so resentful at the prospect of losing their traditional role as middlemen in all coastal trade. So they too, they decided to give the Asantis palaver. Now, the British, fearing they might lose their share of trade to the Dutch, sent a mission to Kumasi to sign a treaty. But as expected, they failed to live up to the terms of the treaty. The Fantis knew that the only way for the Asantis to get to the castles on the coast was to pass through their territory. So, they decided to mount unauthorized blocks on the pathways.
Buddy, Wafa, observe the road well. So in the future, if I send you to Cape Coast alone, you will not lose your way.
I won't, Wafa. I want to see those tricky 44 you talk about.
No Asante can trust them. Not even an inch. You have to be very careful.
I will be very careful just like you, Wafa.
Good.
Hey, at last, me, Bwedi, I am going to see a Remina. And that big white house you've been talking about all these years.
You are my nephew, Bwedi. Everything I own will be yours one day. I have to make sure you are prepared.
Yes, Wafa. So how long before we reach Cape Coast?
2 days. When we get there, watch how I transact business with those crooks. Learn how to be skillful when dealing with them.
Wafa, something is happening over there.
Stay behind me, please. Go and find out. Whatever you do, don't talk.
Oh, all right,
okay?
We can come to Cape Coast and trade roads with the white man.
You and who have that agreement?
The white man who came to Kumasi told us we can trade directly with them.
Go and call that white man and bring them here. For me, you will not pass.
Opening.
What is going on here?
Opening. Let's have 44 when I'm on the same one.
Okay. Why have you blocked the road?
Ask him. Mr. Nibim, do you want to chew the road or what?
You are going to swallow it. I warn you. Hey. Where you come from? Do people eat this road?
This is 44, very fresh.
Buddy, shut up.
Oh, my neck cannot drop any. Do these fancies have sense at all?
Foolish man. What do you mean by that?
What am I charging? You've torn my cloth. Make
You will regret this.
If your leg doesn't swell by tomorrow, then I wasn't born on Tuesday. Many have been at
the
back.
This is serious. Let us return to Kumasi and inform Nana about this.
Yes, go and inform that to your Nana.
Can you shit in a case mouth?
Why the slap?
What's up?
They say when you see a full-grown man crying in the hot afternoon, it is not because his chicken has died. It is something far worse. The Asantehene and his elders were sitting quietly in his palace when they heard the bad news.
And they killed 7 traders on the road to Elmina. The boy barely made it here alive. How he escaped those fancy cowards is a miracle.
I blame the pale strangers. They are the ones behind this. They came with their peace treat, and they are the same ones who betrayed it.
Yes! And allowing the fancy to do as they please.
Can you imagine? On the road, we as Antimai carve out the coast. It is the greatest insult to our nation that these pale strangers disrespect our great Asantehene.
I cannot bring myself to utter the unmentionable insults they rained upon our kingdom and you.
Nana, this cannot go unpunished. We should attack them with force.
Yes.
Minwe, our ancestors have a saying. No matter how hot a man's anger is, it cannot cook him.
Nana, this is not the time for a bebo.
My chiefs, let us consider the information wisely and cautiously before rushing into attack. For these abrofo are wicked.
What kind of wicked?
Yeah.
What? Nana is most wise. Nana. When their new opinion in charge arrived in Ogwa to the grand ceremony, did they send gifts here as our customs demand?
They made their intentions very clear. We should be in no doubt as to what is coming next.
Yes.
A blind man will not threaten to stone you unless his foot is already on the stone.
You pressure though.
Nana, our people are being killed. And from what I've heard, Nana, this new opinion in charge is far worse than the last. Amankwetia, what do your spies report?
Over the last 4 months, British troops have been marshaled among the coastal people and the forts have been fortified.
He is marshaling a force against us. I'm sure Fantis have poisoned his mind.
My spies tell me the Wasa and Chifu and the new Osu chief have joined the British to fight us.
What? The same Dowona who murdered many of our traders and confiscated their goods? We must strike first.
Yes.
Nana, yaka. You to me now, fighting sense.
We want it.
Yenjebi. Ujebi, yenjebi, I was in Kumuya. And then yembre. Yembre, money was okay.
Anyedi.
Send an emissary to Ogwa. Let us ask the new governor directly what he wants to do with the treaty they came to sign with us 5 years ago. Then we will know where we stand.
The year is 1822. Sir Charles McCarthy, the new British governor at Cape Coast, was convinced that the Asantes didn't deserve a handshake from him, lest these war-mongering porcupines shoot their kills at his outstretched arm. So he rather decided to build up his troop, fortify his castle, and prepare for war. So even when the Asantehene's royal emissary arrived in Cape Coast to remind the governor of the treaty they had signed, he was quite surprised at his reception.
Governor Macanton, when you say Moha.
Sorry, the Wamacha or Rebecca.
ground. Me nana, what you call so? I stand here or so chill.
Dawson.
Sir?
Who's this? What's going on?
Oh, this is a messenger from the Asantes. They say they have a problem with you.
Okay. We may have our differences, but we don't underestimate the benefits of doing business with the Ashanti.
Sir, the Asante are never appreciative of...
More fancy for kwa. Catch them.
Yeah. For a need in the book for my young. Nyan biya na mi gine hi. Me papa wa se mbe ze cherni.
Dawson?
Sir?
Translate.
Well, I was just explaining to him how appreciative you are of the Asantes.
Good.
Yes.
Now he can tell us what his business here is.
Catch him. Monita eba.
Catch him, Governor Makanto. Governor Makanto. That 5 years ago, Asante Hine and Mr. Bodwich signed a book that there should be peace between the Asante and the British. That the road to Cape Coast, Elmina, and Accra should be open so that traders from Asante Man and British traders can pass unhindered.
It was just explaining something in the treaty.
Tell him to get on with it then.
Oh, sir, is that so? In the book, it is agreed that if there was any dispute between us and them, or our traders and you, Fantifor, we should bring it here to be settled. Tell him.
Unnecessary complaints, eh?
An awful lot of words to say so little.
That's how the Asante are.
Our traders have been stopped from entering Cape Coast. Some have been killed. The Fante dogs have blockaded their forts in Accra. Yet, the British do nothing. This is the book that was signed.
Sir? It's about the Asante traders who were killed.
Those scoundrels deserved it. They attacked innocent Fantis.
Hey, catch him. Tell him, if it is peace that he wants, then bring an end to these insults and provocations. But if he wants war, then tear up this book yourself so that Anna will not be bound by any agreement.
Sir, they threaten us.
What? Explain further.
The Asante King sees no benefit to the treaty. He says he will bring war to our doorstep if the outrages don't stop. This emissary doesn't come here in peace.
Tell him to tell his king that if it's war he wants, then it's war he'll get. We will not be pushed around.
Hey, Nebufoye, what is happening?
Governor Makanto Neung, why to ask him?
Get him out of my sight!
Come on!
Oh, Mr. Mochi! Montumbo! Hey! Is that how to treat a lawyer, Mizli?
Come on!
They came and said this. Do you know who I am?
Tell him everything.
Check me out.
Nana Osei Bonsu. Okantamonto. A man whose word was worth gold would always choose diplomacy over war. But when the war drums drown out the pipe of peace, what at all can one do?
No, we will not go to war with the British. If we fight those from whom we need to trade, what will become of us when there are no more people to trade with?
That is so. I cannot comprehend why my fellow chiefs want us to go to war.
Nana.
Why?
Nana, what I need you, ma. There will always be people to trade with apart from the British.
Oh.
Besides, we have the gold and they need us more than we need them.
Bohobium. Just imagine the disrespect they show to Asante Man by hauling Kukufu Hene, your emissary, down a steep flight of steps and how he broke his hip in three places. But could that alone be justification for going to war?
We cannot sit with our hands under our thighs.
Enough! You all know it is peace I want. But if we have to fight, then so be it. But I have heard your counsel, and I will weigh your words carefully before I make a decision.
Some of the chiefs who mistook the Asante Hens' call for peace for weakness decided to plot a retaliation.
We must show a strong hand. If we don't, they will bring war to our doorsteps.
Nana is not seeing this thing clearly. It is our duty to guide him to the right decision.
He is becoming too weak. If we don't take care, he will jeopardize the whole of Asante Mai. Yes.
Yes. Drabehene, I fear you are right. You must provoke the British to take an offensive action. I will send a few boys into Fantiland to rattle a few trees.
You see, poor Kukufuhini. His mission was a fool's errand. His face is so swollen, I nearly didn't recognize him. The wife was massaging shea butter and some herbs into the wounds on his body. I am only showing concern. His wife showed me his royal blade, broken into pieces. It is a pitiful sight.
His suffering should not be in vain. He must show the British that we are we fear them not.
The bitter is rosy.
With the peace treaty thrown out the window and the Asante Hens emissary pathetically humiliated, General McCarthy knew that he had given the mosquito the perfect wind on which to ride to visit his in-laws.
This is one of the things I love about Africa, the weather.
Yes, sir, the breeze is wonderful. I wish my Mary were here. She'd love this. The weather, the blue skies without clouds, the sea and the beautiful sand.
Ah, and the marauding Asante savages. Will she love those too?
Good Lord, no, sir.
We might as well enjoy this beautiful peace, because it won't last long. I'm sure the Asantes are rallying for war.
It was an accident, sir. He shouldn't have struggled so much. He nearly killed himself on that sword of his.
Yeah, that was rather unfortunate.
But, sir, is war the best course of action?
It's the only course of action they know. And for us to control trade in this region, their dominance has to be curtailed.
I suppose the best way is to destabilise the Asante Empire, sir.
Exactly, Williams. We set up the coastal tribes to rebel against them, then join forces with us and we crush the Asante.
That would work, sir.
Oh, I've seen it work in Sierra Leone.
Well, until then, sir, I'm going to enjoy this wonderful weather.
That Dawson's a peculiar chap.
I'd say. Seriously, sir, we need to learn the local lingo. I'm not sure if he's ever telling us what has really been said.
Oh, I understand perfectly what that Asante emissary said.
You rascal, sir. Begging your pardon, sir.
Oh, they're a crafty bunch, and we have to be craftier. They'll use this incident of their emissary to come at us with all they've got.
I'd say, with their primitive swords and homemade spears coming up against a wall of good old British firepower, they don't stand a chance, sir.
Her Majesty would expect nothing less than victory, and I'll give it to her.
No doubt, sir. Sir, something is happening at the castle gates.
I hope it's not news that the Asantes are already attacking. Hurry up.
Soldier, sir. What in the name of God is going on here?
The white man was attacked on the roof from Abora, sir.
Came out of nowhere and set upon me from the cover of the trees. Huge, 7-foot monsters of men, their faces covered in blood. Bloodthirsty savages out to behead me. I fought off nearly 70 men, but after nearly an hour of fending them off, they retreated.
7-foot monsters indeed.
Robert, where did you say this happened?
On the road from Abora, close to the crossing of the River Pra.
There is no River Pra near Abora. Robert, are you sure you haven't been hitting the bottle too much?
Maybe it was the Densu. I'm very flustered. The heat, I think I need to lie down.
Yes, Robert, I think you do. Soldier.
Yes, sir.
Make sure you get some food and rest.
Okay, sir.
Huge, 7-foot monster.
I think he needs to return back home. Africa isn't good for him.
Williams, Bob has given us the excuse we need. Ready the troops. We march out at dawn.
On 20th January, 1824, General McCarthy, a Kwekuanansi who thought he was wiser than all, split his forces, took 500 strong to go ahead of the main force, intending to converge and meet the Asantes. By the following day, the other allied forces had still not joined McCarthy's troop. The Asantes, numbering 10,000 strong, camped at Adansiprasso. The two forces faced each other across the banks of the river Adamanso near Nsamanko.
Now's the time to show these primitive savages what we are made of. Strike up the band, Williams. Watch how they bow when they hear our national anthem. God save our gracious Queen. Come on, let's sing, Williams. God save our noble queen,
God save the queen.
On the other side of the river, the Asante general is puzzled.
Masiafo, they think they will play that nonsense and we, Asante mine, will cower. Woman, boadam. Asante kotoko, oseye.
Sir, there are 10,000 strong, sir. I don't see any of them bowing.
Idiots, why aren't they cowering? Play louder.
Whilst the British were playing their anthem at one side, the Asantes were chanting and drumming at the other side of the river. This went back and forth and back and forth until, fed up with the gameplay, the Osahene gave the order to charge. The Asantes pulled down trees over the river and began crossing. The British launched their first volley of gunshots, but with little supplies, they were soon running out of ammunition.
What are you doing here, Sergeant? You should be...
Sorry, sir, but the Sierra Leone forces have gone.
What do you mean, have gone?
They're gone, sir. They took to their heels. They're gone. Deserted, sir.
Damn Africans.
What do we do now, sir? Should I sound the retreat?
Never. You hear? Never. In all my years, I've never sounded a retreat.
Sir, we're down to only 2 boxes of ammunition.
2 boxes? What about those 4 boxes over there?
They're filled with spaghetti, sir.
Jesus Christ, William. Spaghetti? Been hit!
The Asantes defeated the British heavily, with almost 200 soldiers killed. Sir Charles McCarthy's head was kept as a trophy.
We are... officials of Her Majesty the Queen Victoria. I don't know what you're saying, but I'm waving a white flag. We surrender! We surrender! We surrender!
Williams was held for a few months but was released in good health. Nana Osei Bunsu died in the same year. His reign had been devoted to peace.
Connect with the series on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Independence Radio Drama and visit our website at documentagh.com/independence. This has been a Documenta AV production.